Experience your posture. Experience the sensations of your body. Letting go of the idea of yourself sitting. Tension down into your feet. Feeling the sensations of contact. Contact of your feet with the ground. With your body, with your socks, just the sensations, experience the inner flow of energy. Experience your legs, the sense of contact. Contact of your skin with your clothes. All the way up from your ankles, calves, knees, thighs. Experience the energy moving in your legs. all the sensations of touch. Sensations of your stomach moving gently as you breathe. Chest and shoulders, experience the contact of your body with your clothes, slight movement. Inner sense of energy. The arms and hands. Your neck and scalp. Feel all the sensations. Your face. Contact of your face with the air. Your sense of the muscles. Throat and tongue. And your eyes. these sensations in your body. From your feet to your head. You're aware of your body as a mass of sensations. Mass of energy. And bring your attention back down into your feet. Experience the energy there, sensations. Contact. And notice the Vedana. Feet. You're broadly experiencing pleasure or pain, discomfort or comfort, tension or ease. Ankles, calves, knees, thighs. Experience the contact again. Experience the flow of sensations, the energy. Be aware of the Vedana. And buttocks and stomach. See the sensations, contact, inner sensations. And distinguish the Vedana. chest and shoulders. Feel the sensations. Notice the Vedana, any tension or discomfort. Feel relaxed and easy. Arms and hands. Neck and scalp. And face. Notice all the sensations. Throat and tongue. And eyes. And see what the tone, the Vedana tone of these sensations is. Broaden your awareness to include your whole body. Broad experience of all the sensations in your body. And what is the broad Vedana? The body comfortable or uncomfortable? Some pain or experiencing pleasure? If it's neutral, what's that feel like? about your mental experience? What's the Vedana there? Broadly happy or unhappy? And what's the basis of that feeling of happiness or unhappiness? Where does it come from? Is it a reaction to worldly circumstances? Either because things are going your way or not going your way? The 8 worldly winds blowing you along, loss and gain, praise and blame, success and failure, fame and infamy. Is it a response to, a reaction to, the secondary reality, the prapancha-generated secondary reality? Or is your happiness and unhappiness generated by skillful things, by your deeper experience? Your sense of innocence. Sense of remorse. A deepening contentment through your experience of meditation. a sense of desire for deeper experience. You're deepening sense of meaning. Discontent with meaninglessness. Those Vedanas, the basis for further reaction or for further growth. Reflect on this, reflect on your overall happiness, sense of well-being, or the opposite. See where it comes from, where it's going. Notice the overall condition of your mind. Is it dull? Dozy? Or bright? Alert? Scattered and distracted, or attentive, focused. Are you mentally stiff and fixed? Slow, or open, flexible. Is your mind concentrated, able to enter more deeply into higher states of consciousness, states beyond the one you're in now. Contact with a deep meaning of things. Is the Dhamma working in you, motivating you? Ready. Broaden your awareness to include your whole body. And trying to retain that awareness.